Okay, this is the last session. Thank you for your coming. My name is Kun Han. I come from the Ohio State University. Today I'm going to present my paper with my advisor, De Liang Wang. It's an SVM-based classification approach to speech separation. This is the outline of our presentation. The first part is the introduction. After that, I will talk about the feature extraction part, and then I'm going to talk about the unit labeling and the segmentation. The last part is the experiment results. Okay, in a daily environment, the targeted speech is often corrupted by the by various types of interference. So the question is, how can we remove or attenuate the background noise? So this is a speech separation problem. In this study, we will only focus on the monaural speech separation. It is very challenging because we cannot use the location information. We can only use the intrinsic property of the target and the interference. So I will first introduce a very important concept. It is the ideal binary mask, short for IBM. It is the main computational goal for CASA. The IBM could be defined here. So given a mixture, we decomposed it to the time and frequency domain. It's a two-dimensional representation. And for each TF unit, we compare the speech energy and the noise energy. If the local SNR is larger than a local criterion, LC, this mask is 1. Otherwise, it is 0. So in this way, we can convert the speech separation problem to a binary estimation. Because previous study has shown that if we use the IBM to resynthesize the mixture, we can get a separated speech with a very high speech intelligibility. So for the IBM estimation, it is just the 1 and the 0. So it is nothing else, just a binary classification. So this figure illustrated the IBM. The first figure is the energy from the target, and the second one is the cochlear gram of the noise. And we mix them together, get the mixture of the mixture. So if we know the target and we know the noise, and for each unit we compare the energy, we can get this mask. It is a binary, ideal binary mask. The white region means the targeted energy is stronger. The black region means the noise energy is stronger. So this IBM comes from the ideal information. We need to know the target and we need to know the noise. So what we will do is use some feature from the mixture to estimate this mask. This is our goal. This is a system overview. So given a mixture, we use a gamma tone filter bank and decompose the mixture to the 64 channels. In each channel, for each TF unit, we extract the feature, including the pitch-based feature and amplitude modulation spectrum, or AMS feature. Once we get this feature, we will use the support vector machine to do the classification, classify each unit to 1 or 0. And then we get a mask. This mask, we can use the auditory segmentation to further improve the mask. So finally, we use this mask to resynthesize the mixture and get the separated speech. Okay, for the feature extraction, we have two types of feature. The first one is the pitch-based feature. So for this feature, for each TF unit, we compute the autocorrelation at the pitch lag. Of course, for the unvoiced frame, there is no pitch. So we just simply put a 0 here. And we also compute the delta feature to capture the feature variations across time and frequency. we just use the feature in the current unit minus the feature in the previous unit, get the data feature. We will also compute the envelope autocorrelation and its data feature. So here we have six dimensional pitch-based feature. The first two is the original feature, and the two features the time derived feature and the two frequency derived feature. Okay, another feature is the AMS feature. So for each TF unit, we extract the 15-dimensional AMS feature. We use the same method as Kim et al.'s 2009 paper. And similarly, we calculated the data feature. So for AMS feature, we have 45-dimensional feature vector. Okay, now we have the feature. We'll combine these two features together and use this feature to train the SVM. Once we finish the training, we can use this discriminant function to do the classification. The fx is the decision value computed from SVM. This decision value is a real number. So the standard SVM will use the sine function, or like use the zero as the threshold. If fx is the positive, the label is one. If it is negative, the label is zero. So when we train the SVM, we will train it in each channel. So we have 64 channel, it means we have 64 SVM. And we use the Gaussian kernel, and the parameters are chosen from the five-fold cross-validation. Okay, when people do the classification, they usually use the classification accuracy to evaluate their performance. So here we also focus on another measurement. It is the heat minus FA. So for the classification results, we have these four types of results. So if IBM and estimate IBM are both zero, it is the correct reject. And if IBM is zero, estimate is one, it's a false alarm, this is an error. And if both are one, it's the correct heat. And if IBM is one, estimate is zero, it's a miss error. So we can then compute the heat rate here and the false alarm rate. And we calculate the difference between the heat and the false alarm rate. Because this measurement is highly correlated to the speech intelligibility. So that's why we will use this measurement. Now we have the problem. Because the SVM is designed to maximize the classification accuracy instead of heat minus FA. So if we want to maximize the heat minus FA, we need to do some change. So heat minus FA, it's actually we need to consider two kind of errors, the miss error and the false alarm error. So we want to balance these two kind of errors and maximize this value. What we will do is use a technique called the risk thresholding. So for the standard SVM, they use zero as a threshold. Here we will choose a new threshold which could maximize the heat minus FA in each channel. It's just like if we have too many miss error but a few false alarm error, we can change the hyperplane a little bit, and some negative point we are going to be one, and by this way we can increase the heat rate. So we can increase the heat minus FA rate. So we use this theta to threshold. If the decision value is larger than theta, it is one, otherwise it is zero. And this theta is chosen from a small validation set. And then we get the mask in each channel. We combine that, we get a whole mask. We can further use the auditory segmentation to improve the mask. For the voice frame, we use a cross-channel correlation and envelope cross-channel correlation. And for the unvoiced frame, we use onset and offset analysis. Okay, this figure illustrates the estimate made in mask. The first figure is the IBM. And there is the SVM labeling mask. So this mask is good, is close to the IBM, but it looks miss some part. Okay. Anyway, it's just white region. So by using the research holding, we can enlarge this mask. We can increase the heat rate. You may also notice that we also increase some false alarm rate. But the point is we can increase the heat rate more than the false alarm rate. So the heat mass FA is still increased. And another good thing is that this false alarm rate is isolated unit here. These units are easy to remove by using the segmentation. So the last figure is the segmentation result. It is pretty good and close to the IBM. Okay, for the evaluation, for the training corpus, we use 100 utterances from the IEEE corpus, the female utterance. And we use three types of noise, the speech shape noise, factory, and the babble noise. And for the pitch-based feature, we directly extract the pitch, ground truth pitch from the targeted speech. And we use the mixture at minus 5, 0, and 5 dB to train them together. For the test, we use 60 utterances. These utterances are not seen in the training corpus. And the noise, we still use this speech shape, factory, and babble noise. Also, we will test on two new noise. It's a white and cocktail party noise. And here, we cannot use the ideal information. We use the Jin and Oz algorithm to extract the estimated pitch from the mixture. And we test on the minus 5 and 0 dB. Well, this is the classification result. We will compare our system with the Kim et al. System. Their system uses a Gaussian mixture model to learn the distribution of the AMS feature, and then use a Bayesian classifier to do the classification. We choose their system because their system improves the speech intelligibility in listening test. In the first table, we can see that our proposed algorithm achieve a very high heat mass FA, and it is significantly better than Kim et al. System. And also for the accuracy, our method is still better. And the table 2 is the unseen noise result. In these two noise, they are not seen in the training corpus. So, but our system still works very well, and this heat mass FA result is still close to the result in the seen noise. So it means that our system could generalize well in these two new noise. And this another comparison, because the previous comparison, the both system use different feature. We use the AMS plus pitch, they only use the AMS. We use different classifier, and we also incorporate the segmentation stage. So here, we want to study the performance of the classifier only. So we use exactly the same front end. It's a 25-channel male scale field bank. Use exactly the same feature, only use the AMS feature. And exactly the training corpus, same the training corpus. The only difference is the classifier. We use SVM, they use the GMM. We can find that the heat mass A result, the SVM is consistently better than the GMM result. For the minus 5 dB, it improved from 2% to 5%. For the 0 dB, it improved from 5% to the 8%. So this improvement demonstrated the advantage of the SVM over GMM. This is the demo. It is a female speech mixed with the factory noise at 0 dB. This is a noisy speech. The name is used for exact. Okay, this is a proposed result. We use this mask. Okay, this is the IBM result.
A man in a gold sweater sat at the desk.
Okay, we can hear that our proposed results achieve a good speech intelligibility and close to the IBM result. So we conclude our work here. We treated the speech separation problem as a binary classification. We use SVM to classify the units to be 1 or 0. We use a pitch-based feature and the AMS feature. So based on the comparison, we can predict that our separation result will lead to significantly improve the speech intelligibility in noisy condition for human listeners. Our future work will test this prediction. Yeah, that's all. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Are there any questions? Rainer Martin?
Could you please comment on the processing steps? I assume that was a batch type of processing, or could it also be implemented as an online processing with low latency?
Sorry, can you say it again?
The processing steps that you took to separate the signals, is that a batch type processing where you have several passes over the speech file, or is it an online method where you just have just a little bit of latency and you process online?
Yeah, it's like the batch processing is given a mixture. I can give you a separated speech. It's not the online method.
Okay, thank you.
I would like to know if you can comment on differences between voiced and unvoiced faces, because the signal-to-noise ratio might be different. Might it be less critical to apply the binary mask to the speech if it is unvoiced?
Yeah, you mean what difference between voice and unvoiced?
In terms of quality.
Quality?
Yeah.
In our work, we use two kind of features, the pitch-based feature and the AMS feature. So the pitch-based feature basically, we focus on the voiced, because for the unvoiced, we don't have the pitch. This feature doesn't work. But for the unvoiced, we still have the AMS feature. So the AMS feature works for the unvoiced part. And also, AMS feature also works on the voiced part. So we combine them together to construct a complementary feature set.
For finding the harmonics, you are using correlation measures. I didn't get that first. Is it correlation over time and frequency?
Yeah, correlation.
And then you take the differences between
what?
Adjacent frames and adjacent bins?
You mean the pitch extractor?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the estimated pitch, we use Jin and Oz algorithm. It's use the correlogram and to extract the extractor pitch, and based on each frame and get the pitch.
Okay. Are there further comments or questions? Please.
You can take this. So you ran experiments at 0 and at 5, or 5 or 0 and minus 5, I can't remember.
Yeah, my result is minus 5 and 0 dB.
Okay, so my question is, you should be able to look at the mask itself that you estimate at 0 and 5, and I would imagine as the signal-to-noise ratio decreases, you should see erosion around the edges of your mask, and so you should be able to somehow connect the image of the mask at 0 dB and minus 5 dB in case the signal-to-noise ratio changes, let's say drops from 0 to minus 2.5 or something. Have you tried looking at that where you have a mismatch or change in the signal-to-noise ratio from your estimated approach?
Yeah, in this study, if the signal-to-noise ratio decreases like to the minus 5 dB, the masks are very different. So this performance, actually, you can see that it's a decrease.
I guess the question is, if you interpolate the mask between, is it possible to interpolate the mask between those two limits to go in between?
Sorry, I don't get your question.
Okay, with respect to the time, thank you once more for the contribution.